My name's Alan Dunlop. I'm founder of FAME Mission, a mission we founded and pioneered 20 years ago in eastern Kenya, my wife and I. And I want to tell you something, a tragic story. To us was tragic because we were part of it. We were there and witnessed it. I took a mother to the mortuary one day in order to transport her child's body from the mortuary to her home place, which was near our clinic. And by doing that, we can pay the mortuary fees for them, and we can also save on the transport, which is exorbitant in Kenya. And so we arrived at the mortuary, and I had told the woman to get a coffin ready. Well, they got a coffin ready for the child. The child may have been 5 or 6. And they, instead of getting it ready on a roadside carpentry shop, who specialise in that sort of thing, okay, they're still very plain, but they're serviceable and functional. They did it at home out of offcuts, and they weren't even leveled. You know, there was half-inch spaces through the offcuts. Anyway, I didn't realize until I arrived there that everything was like that. We carried the coffin in and laid it on the floor, and the men brought the child from the cold room to the coffin and laid it in the coffin. And horror of horrors, the child's legs from the calves downward were outside. The coffin was too short. It was about 1 foot too short. And so I was standing there. The mother was there, traumatized. The men in the mortuary just looked at it. So they had a hammer in their hand in order to nail down the lid. So rather than go any further with it, I said, knock that bottom board out. So they knocked the bottom board out of the coffin, put the child in, nailed the coffin lid down, and we carried the child out into my truck with its legs sticking out of the bottom of the coffin about 1 foot. That's the sort of thing that happens. A woman could be standing at the bus stop, which I knew. Her child, she was going on a journey with her sick child. Her child died in her arms, and she just left the bus stop and walked a half mile to the mortuary. Where we work, the conditions are hard. The people are resilient. And we never regretted going to bring to them, in some degree, a measure of hope, and to bring to them, above all, the message of Jesus Christ and his love.